Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we're going to try and help you to put your garden to bed and to concentrate on your indoor plants. And if you have any questions, give us a call, 800-259-9231. Don, who do we have up first this hour?
Up first, this is Sue from Campton, New Hampshire, who has a question about a Japanese red maple.
Sue, good morning. How can we help you?
Hello?
Hi. Yes, good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Paul. I have a question regarding a Japanese red maple, and I believe it's a bush. It's mature. It's about 10 feet high, and we would like to transplant it. We have two homes, and we will be moving permanently to Campton, New Hampshire, from Massachusetts. And we wondered... Okay. If we can transplant it, and what would be the best way to do so?
Okay. When were you planning on moving, Sue?
Well, it'll be a few years, but we were hoping to bring it up sooner than we'll be moving permanently. But we have both homes for a few more years.
Okay. Well, the best time to move it will be in the springtime. You want to try and avoid moving a plant like a Japanese maple in the fall because they're more delicate than a lot of other plants. So what you can do is in late March, early April, you know, when the frost is out of the ground and things are beginning to improve and you can see that spring is getting active, then you can think about digging it. So it should be dug while it's dormant, but before the plant makes foliage on that plant. So traditionally, late March, early April, and it's going to depend on what the weather is like. Last year, I remember the first week in April here at my house in Kennebunk, Maine, we were in the 80s, and even a couple of low 90s, it was just a crazy, crazy spring. Traditionally, we're going to be in the 50s with a few 60s thrown in for good measure. So as soon as the weather gets nice, get as large of a root ball as possible, and then you can dig it from your home in Massachusetts, bring it to New Hampshire, dig a good hole, put some compost, some animal manure, just like you were planting a brand new purchase plant from a nursery. The better you prepare the soil, the better the plant is going to grow. And keep it wet. That first year, the plant, you have cut the roots on that plant. So you're going to need to help it to get through the heat of summer until the roots get fully established. So from the time you plant it until next September, that Japanese maple will have to be watered on a weekly basis to ensure that the roots have a chance to develop properly. So wait until the spring, dig it, keep it moist, condition the soil, and you should be in great shape. And the other thing that I would do for the first winter, it really is important to give it some additional protection. And the way that you can do that is when all the leaves come off your red maple in early October, spray the whole plant with wilt proof or wilt stop. And that will give it the added protection and time so that it can better survive the winter on the year that it's being transplanted. Thank you, Sue. Don, who's up next?
This is Margaret from Connecticut, who has a question about a tree rose.
Margaret, good morning.
Hello?
Hi, Margaret. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Terrific. And yourself?
Good. I'm fine, thank you, on this beautiful day. The reason I'm calling is about my tree rose. I want to put it away for the winter, and I've had two different suggestions on how to do that successfully, but I wanted to get your take on it. It's in
okay.
a pot, so it's not planted in the ground.
Okay. What I would do, I've always found that a tree rose has been grafted. So what they've done is they have taken a standard red rose bush. They have pruned it to become a single stem. And on the top of that stem, they have grafted a different rose bush to it. So when you look at that miniature tree, you're going to see a swollen area on the top of the stem. Looks like a fist. And your branches are coming out of that swollen area. That's the most delicate part of the entire plant. And if you can take that plant and get it inside for the winter, where it's sheltered first from the sun and the wind, it will better survive the winter. And I've had great luck. In the past, I have had tree roses. And what I do, leave them outside until all the foliage has come off. And being you live in Connecticut, I'm sure there's still plenty of leaves left on the roses. I have rose bushes here at my house in Maine, and they're still nice and green. So leave it outside until all the foliage, or most of it, comes off, and then put it in an unheated building. A tool shed, a garage, a barn, something like that for the winter. You're going to need to add some water to the plant on a regular basis, probably like once a month, just so that the potted soil that it's in does not dry out. But it has to stay cold, and it has to stay dormant. You cannot put it in your basement. If you put it in your basement, your basement could be around 50. That is warm enough that after the first of the year, your rose bush will break out of dormancy and start to grow. And you don't want that to happen. You want it to stay asleep. If you don't have a tool shed, you don't have a garage, and you have the bulkhead stairs that lead from the basement outside, you know, the metal bulkhead doors, you can put it there. But it has to stay someplace where it's going to be cold. But wait till we've had a frost. The plant will go dormant. Give it a good drink. Garage, tool shed, bulkhead stairs, leave it there until spring arrives. And I'm going to say by mid-March, you could take it out of the garage, tool shed, or the bulkhead, put it on your deck, put it in your backyard so that it can slowly get accustomed to the temperature and the weather changes coming up. Now, if you're going to put it in the backyard, what I would do, just so that it doesn't fall over with the wind, dig a hole, place the pot in the hole, and that way the wind won't knock it over. And then you can move it back to your deck or to your patio for the summer. But early on, until it gets caught, if you feel that it's top heavy, just dig a hole any place in one of your gardens, set the pot in, and the soil around the pot will hold it in place until it's ready to be put into its place with full sun. But the main thing you have to remember, This has to stay dormant from November until March. Otherwise, it's going to start to grow, and then you're going to run into a problem. Thank you, Margaret. We appreciate the phone call. Don, who's up next?
This is Marie from Massachusetts, who has a question about some plant eaters.
Hey, Marie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, thank you, Paul, for taking my call. I have another question about my peace plant. Something has been eating it for 2 years, and I've tried just about everything, and I was wondering if you had any suggestions. They don't seem to eat the whole leaf, whatever it is. Select sections around the edge, sometimes in the middle.
So and they're just chewing holes here and there randomly in the foliage?
Just on certain leaves, they select sometimes a couple of spots on the edge, sometimes a spot towards the middle.
Mm-hmm. I would just go down to your local garden center, Marie, and ask them for an indoor plant spray, something that's general purpose that comes into like an aerosol can or a pump that you could spray right directly onto the foliage.
Your host and my old friend Paul Parent has raved about the wonders of the macroscope, the 7-power monocular from www.closetoinfinity.com, and we both hoped someone would buy one for you this holiday season. Okay, they didn't take the hint. So now take one from both of us. Buy one of these and never fumble with binoculars again. Plus, focus down to an unheard of 18 inches. Don't wait until Father's Day, Mother's Day, or your birthday. Don't wait to see the pollen on the back leg of a bee and then use the easy side wheel and instantly focus on a bird in a faraway tree. The macroscope. You waited for others. Now get it for yourself. Two models starting at $149 plus $6 shipping. See and order at www.closetoinfinity.com. www.closetoinfinity.com
or call 907-229-5460. 907-229-5460. The Macroscope. You deserve one.
If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier dryers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 air purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. And if you were thinking of joining us when we travel to Ireland next spring, it is the best time of the year to visit Ireland. It's springtime. Think what it looks like in New England or where you live in the springtime. All the trees are in bloom, the flowers. That's why we're going in the spring, to see these beautiful gardens. If you're traveling alone and you want to share a cabin, that can be taken care of. Give them a call, and they'll help you to find a roommate, and that will save you about $400. You're only in your room to sleep. The rest of the time, it's a great big family, and believe me, we have a great time. We're together the entire trip. Not individuals, we are a family. John, who's up next?
This is Bridget from Newcastle, New Hampshire, who has a question about dahlias.
Bridget, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a quick question about digging up dahlia tubers.
Yes.
I know you are supposed to let the tubers, the plants be killed by frost first, but we still, it's now the middle of November, and we still haven't had a hard frost. Some of the leaves have shriveled a bit, but the plants are still blooming. And my question is, what happens to the tubers if I dig them up now before the plants are killed? Will that affect the tubers next year?
You can dig them now, Bridget. They've been growing all year. It is November, and the thing you want to be aware of is, yes, it's better for them if we have a frost, but we have had many years where we're going into 60-degree days right into winter. Just think of Dawn, who produces a show. On Friday, he had 60-degree weather. Saturday, he had a foot of snow. And the same thing could happen to you. Hopefully not. I would go in the garden. I would dig those tubers right now, cut back the foliage, shake off as much soil as possible, and then put your tubers into winter storage in your basement. Don't wait any longer. It is the middle of November. Things can change very, very quickly. And at this point, if you have any perennial-type bulbs that are not winter hardy, tuberous begonias, calla lilies, canna, glads, dahlias, dig them up, cut off the foliage, put it in the compost pile, shake off as much of the soil as possible, and bring them into your basement to spend the winter. They cannot spend the winter in the garage because most garages are not heated. And if they're not heated, they're going to freeze. If the bulb freezes, it dies. So it needs to be dug now, stored in your basement, and next year you'll be in great shape. Don't hesitate. Get it done as soon as you can. If you don't believe me, talk to Donald. 60 to a foot of snow overnight. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is John from New Hampshire, who has a question about cranberries.
Good morning, John. How can we help you out today with your cranberries?
Good morning, Paul. Mine is, what is the nature of the beast? I want the... What I want is a cranberry that I can put on the dining room table at Thanksgiving. How does the plant grow? I have a wet area that was dug by the old people, and the old people were like in the 1750s. It was probably the kids that dug the hole, but it was a watering hole, and it's a wet area that stays wet all year long, and I thought it would be a nice thing to put around it. How does it grow? Is it like periwinkle, for example?
Well, it is a very low-growing, ground-cover-type plant. Only grows about 3 or 4 inches high, sometimes a little bit longer, depending on the variety that you purchase. But it's basically a low-growing plant, and it does prefer a moist soil. It does not want to be underwater during the summertime. Most people think of cranberries and they see them underwater. And the only time that they're underwater is when they pick the fruit. They flood the bog. The berries are buoyant. So they float. And when they agitate the plant, they break free from the plant and they float to the surface. After this break, I'll tell you what you can do to grow cranberries. Everybody can grow them in their garden as long as they get plenty of moisture.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
How would you love to have songbirds and more colorful birds on your feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open the bag and smell the seed blend. You will be surprised. Just raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflowers, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle. Also, Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to their seed blends. That's Wild Delight. No waste, no morning doves, no grackles. Wild Delight.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. And we were talking with John. John, are you still there?
Yes, Paul, I am. Yep.
Okay. Could you repeat again what you wanted to do with the cranberries?
What I want to know, Paul, is it an invasive? How invasive is it? Is it like a periwinkle? If you put periwinkle on the ground, you can't, if in one spot, it may look good for like a couple of years, but then it's going to be like all over the place.
Right.
And
cranberries will not spread like periwinkle. It makes a clump. The clump will send out a few runners, but it is not an invasive type plant. It's a plant that if you plant it in this moist area, it will stay in the moist area. It will not move and start to take over the yard. It needs a specific soil moisture. The other thing that you'll have to do is most of the cranberry bogs during the winter months are covered with water to help insulate them. And if you want to grow them in your backyard, you'll have to cover them with straw during the winter to help to insulate them, to protect them during the cold winter. And if we had a foot of snow and you were guaranteed to have a foot of snow, then there wouldn't be a problem. If we have a winter like most of New England had last year, we only had in Maine, where I live, for example, we only had about 25 inches of snow the whole winter. The storms came up the coast. They got to Baltimore. Once they got to Baltimore, they dropped all of the snow there. in Baltimore who normally gets 25 inches most of the time had over 100 inches of snow because that's the way the storms move. So you have to protect them over the winter. You can't guarantee snow, so if you want them to survive, you're going to need to cover them with 2 to 3 inches of either pine needles, salt marsh hay, or straw. And if you can do that, then they'll be fine. But if you feel that they're getting way out of control, just don't cover them, and Mother Nature will solve the problem. But I've never known of cranberries to become invasive and to create a problem where they would take over the whole yard. Don't worry about that. That won't be a problem. Thank you. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Richard from Maine, who has a question about a hibiscus.
Richard, good morning. How can we help you with your hibiscus this morning?
Yes, good morning, Paul. I have a hibiscus plant with about 12 branches, and two of which are probably 3 feet long. Can these be cut back, or what can I do to stop it from spreading quite? It's in front of, it has a lot of sun during the day, right in front of a window.
Okay. Hibiscus is a plant that you can keep any size you want. And pruning during this time of the year is really good for the plant. So what I want you to do is this. First thing you have to say to yourself, hibiscus will bloom year-round if it gets sun all day. And hibiscus need to be fertilized every single time you water. They are very, very hungry. So what you do is this week cut 4 of the 12 branches down by, let's say, 1/3. Wait 2 weeks, cut another 4 of those branches down by 1/3. Wait another 2 weeks, and then cut the final 4 branches. By the time you get to cut the last 1/3 of your hibiscus, the first 4 branches that you did will now be big enough, strong enough, to make new growth and flower buds. So randomly take 4, then 2 weeks, 4 more, wait 2 weeks, cut 4 more. And as long as they get sun, water, they're fed on a weekly basis, use Osmocote, the little pellets. And that way, every time you water the plant, they get fed, and it's all automatic. No mixing of fertilizer. It just happens. It really is a good way to do it. That way you can control the size, and you don't lose the bloom of your plant. And that way the plant will not take over the whole window and become more of a problem than a benefit with the color. So the other thing that's going to happen is, at this time of the year, when you brought the plant in, it was covered with foliage because the humidity outside was perfect. You bring it in, your home is dry. You're not getting any morning dew. You're not getting any moisture on the foliage. So you will lose some of the lower leaves on your plant. So don't panic if there's some shedding. It's perfectly natural. The plant is getting accustomed to the air moisture in the house. It's acclimating itself, and it acclimates better by losing the older and the larger leaves. And you'll notice that the new leaves that form are going to be smaller in size, and they can better adapt to a dry atmosphere than a great big leaf. So cut it back, feed it, and follow that schedule, and you'll be in great shape without losing all of your flowers. Thank you, Richard. We appreciate the phone call. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Tim from Martha's Vineyard, who has a question about a spruce.
Good morning, Tim. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning. Outside here, I have quite a tall spruce tree, maybe 20, 25 feet tall. And it has died. All the leaves turned brown, fell off. And I didn't notice it, but it had a short limb, with profuse with tightly packed short branches and dense foliage with short needles, which is all dead, but it's a funny looking growth. And, I thought it was a squirrel's nest at first, and I'm just wondering what the heck is going on there. Is that part of why it died?
So it's like a whorl of foliage that developed on one of the branches?
About the size of a basketball. Yeah, there are two of them. As a branch has branched out with many little twig branches, and on that,
that
it's tightly packed.
Yeah, that is a growth. That's called witch's broom. And what happened is you had some type of infection in that branch. That is not the cause of the plant. And witch's broom can happen to a maple. It can happen to an oak. It's more prevalent in evergreens than it is in deciduous plants. But that's not the cause of the death. I'm going to guess that if all the needles came off, it was probably an infection of some sort, either spider mite or red spider, either one of those two. This is a common insect for dense-growing evergreen plants. And what you'll have to do is, if you're going to replant in that area, you're going to have to make sure that that plant is treated on a yearly basis for red spider or spider mite because it loves that particular tree. Now, the best product to use for spider mite, which is common, is something called all-season oil. And all-season oil is best applied in the spring of the year before the new growth develops. And it will smother the eggs that are on the plant. The one thing that it does that's on the negative side is, especially with the fancy blue-colored spruce, and that's why I want you to do it in the early spring, the oil will stick to the needles, and the beautiful blue color is a powder that sits on that needle. The oil will coat the powder, and you'll lose the blue coloration. So if you do it before the new growth develops, it will change the tree from blue to green, but when the new growth comes out, the tree will turn back to blue because that new powdery coating will be on the new foliage. Okay? So give that a try. But the main problem to me was probably some type of insect, and spider mite is the most common for blue spruce and even for the Norway spruce. That is the most common insect. And once they get active, the main problem with it is they can multiply so fast. And with the type of summer we just had, a spider mite or a red spider, you can go from an adult. The adult matures, lays eggs. The eggs hatch and become adults. With 90-degree days, you can have a new generation of spider mites every single week. That's how fast they multiply. 80 degrees, it takes 2 weeks. But when you start to get 90s, day after day, they multiply and mature very, very quickly. So you have to go with an oil spray. That is the best and the most effective way of controlling mites on evergreen plants. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. John, who's up next?
Up next, this is Nick from Rhode Island, who has a question about corn.
Nick, good morning. How can we help you today? Hey, Tim, I'm Mike. Are you there?
No, this is Nick.
Yes, good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Finally,
good
got
morning.
A chance to talk to you.
Thank you.
I got a big problem. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, go ahead, Nick.
Well, I cannot grow corn in my garden. I grow everything else in a great shape. Like my sunflowers grow 10, 12 feet. I got watermelons, 20, 25 pounds. Green beans, you name it. Everything grows but corn.
What? Does the corn grow or just doesn't even grow at all?
Oh, I get maybe maximum about foot and a half.
Okay, you hold on a second.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We were talking with Nick about his corn. Nick, the one thing that I learned a long, long time ago is corn demands more fertilizer than any plant in your vegetable garden. I worked with a man from Illinois. His family owned a big farm, and they raised over 200 acres of corn. He told me that during June, July, August, and September, depending on when the corn matured, that they had to fertilize with a 10-10-10 on a monthly basis. If they did not, the corn did not mature, did not grow, and the corn cob never filled in properly, even though it was pollinated. If you don't feed it heavy, and a lot heavier than tomatoes and peppers and melons and all that, they will not grow. So when you plant, put some compost in the area where your corn's going to grow, and as soon as the plant is up about 2 inches, side dress every 30 days with 10-10-10. If you can do that, you'll have beautiful corn. Unlike everything else, it's very, very hungry. Thank you. John, who's up next?
Up next, this is Bob from Rhode Island, who has a question about a weeping peach.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi.
Hi.
I got a problem with I have an ornamental peach tree.
Yes, sir.
And I noticed the frass at the base, you know, and I saw some, you know, I kind of cleaned it off, and there was some thin, yellowy-orange worms at its base. And I was wondering about, you know, what I should do for this problem.
Okay. Are you eating any of the fruit?
No, it's the fruit doesn't, they stay really small.
Okay.
And they're inedible.
Okay, what you need is a systemic insecticide, something that will take care of the insect that's inside that particular plant. What I want you to do, go down to your local garden center, and you can still do this now. You can buy a product called Tree and Shrub. Tree and Shrub can be applied to a plant at this time of the year. It will be absorbed through the root system, taken inside the plant, and it will kill the insects in it. So, Tree and Shrub, Bayer, Lawn and Garden, Bonide have it also. A very effective way. But the only thing I want you to do is, if a peach forms, or any kind of a fruit, break it off so that no animal will end up eating it, because inside of it will be the product that you have applied to kill the borer on the inside. But tree and shrub, very effective, and it can be applied now. And then, again, in the springtime, as the new growth begins to form on the plant. So as soon as you see that the buds are breaking open, leaves are beginning to emerge, that's when you would apply the second application of the product, and that should clean it up and do a real good job on saving that plant. If you don't kill the borer that's in the plant right now, it will kill the tree. As the borer develops, he is eating his way up in the process of making these tunnels. He is cutting the water tubes that bring the water from the roots up into the branches, slowly killing the plant. So get some tree and shrub, put it down today while you got a real nice day out, and then again in, I'm going to say, late to mid to late April, and that should solve the problem and kill the borer in the plant. But remove the fruit so that no animals can get it, that because it would have a high concentration of the active ingredients in the tree and shrub product. I want you to have a good week. Get outside, plant some bulbs, tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, crocuses. Plant now. That way when spring arrives, you'll have a little bit of color to start off your season. Have a great week, everybody. Don, thanks for all your help today. Bye-bye.